This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Joining us this week is Carly Potter, Talent Acquisition Operations Specialist at CHS, and she shares how to get started in the ag industry. Carly, what career opportunities are there for people looking to get a start in agriculture?
Yeah, so lots of opportunity, I think, in agriculture. And I think, you know, one of maybe the misperceptions that we have in the ag industry right now is people think that you have to have that farming or agriculture background, right? And I grew up in a small town in North Dakota, and the closest thing that I got to agriculture was that a cornfield was outside my window. So I think that's a misperception for folks. And I'm here to say that, you know, we're looking for talent from all walks of life to come and help us propel the agriculture industry forward. So we need people with that finance background, that IT technical talent. Of course, we need marketing, HR folks, and of course, we need sales. So there's room for everybody, I think, in the agriculture industry for sure.
Carly, what kind of skills are the most important for a career in the ag industry?
Well, and I think one of the beauties of the cooperative structure is you have that team philosophy. So I think being able to work in teams is super important because that's the model of the cooperative spirit there, right? And so I think that's super important. And then I think being open to learning. So if you grew up in that farming background, that's great. We want to bring you in there too. But if you didn't, I think we're just looking for that open mindset to come and learn more about what agriculture is all about. And then I think the last piece is just to be curious and have that continuous improvement mindset to, again, keep propelling the ag industry forward there.
What's the best way for someone to learn more about a career in ag?
So of course, you could go the traditional routes, right, where you could get a degree in it, you could read up on it. I think some of the best ways to get that real life experience is to actually sit down and meet with a farmer owner, you know, that's out there living and breathing the work. But a couple things I do too is I'm actually just on Instagram and I follow a couple accounts there to stay in, like, you really get a peek into what their story is, what their life is like, and they provide really great nuggets of information too. So those are just a couple quick things that I do and just following Instagram and on TikTok.
Carly, how are internship opportunities changing for companies focused on agriculture?
Yeah, I think traditionally what we've seen in agriculture, right, is that typical summer job, right? So they're coming out, they're doing manual labor, or they're figuring out the inner workings of that location. And what I'm pleased to see is, like, we're really moving towards that true internship experience where they're getting to apply their classroom learnings on the job and getting really value-added experience. A couple things at CHS that our interns get to do is they get to meet with our farmer owners, they get to meet with our customers and problem solve with them. They bring in external research that gets presented to senior leadership and to our board of directors. So I think it's a really well-rounded experience where, again, they're getting to apply what they're learning in school on the job and get some valuable experience for their career.
Carly, where can people go to learn more about internship opportunities at CHS?
Yeah, so you can find all of our internships at jobs.chsinc.com. We have a great internship tile, so you'll see all of the postings there. We'll also be on campus this fall. I'm heading to a couple career fairs this week already. So check out your school's website, or if your school's a part of the Handshake Network, you can find the details there too. So hopefully we'll see you on campus.
That's Carly Potter, Talent Acquisition Operations Specialist at CHS. Carly, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mike.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.